I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. You've heard me speak before about sleep apnea, in this case, particularly obstructive sleep apnea, where the throat closes periodically at night, causing a blocking of airflow and often loud snoring. Well, now there's an ongoing study out of Brazil where researchers are trying to determine the connection between salt intake and obstructive sleep apnea. They're comparing effects of low-salt diets to taking a diuretic or water pill. They believe that fluid and salt buildup in the body seems to contribute to the obstruction. The fluid can shift towards the upper part of the body and the neck and lead to the narrowing of the upper airway and thereby predispose to obstruction. Some facts about obstructive sleep apnea: it affects about 5 to 10% of Americans. When untreated, it can lead to serious health problems, not just the chronic daytime fatigue that people think of, but even things like high blood pressure, heart attack, and stroke. Risk factors are being overweight, excessive alcohol use, tobacco use, being over 40, having a large neck, being postmenopausal. And certainly any loud snoring or daytime sleepiness needs to be evaluated for sleep apnea, since, as we are saying here, it can have serious health consequences. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.